From Invisible to the Queen of Pentacles, The Chapters of My Life. Written by Jennifer Jones. Narrated by Jennifer Jones. This is a collection of short stories, not about my perceived accolades in life. Instead, these are short stories about some of the fires I found myself in, and how that fire forged me into me. Every tear, every time I hated myself, or was embarrassed by my actions or inaction, took me one step closer to discovering me. My resume is filled with the challenges I faced and said, no more. That is what I am most proud of. These are some of my greatest accomplishments. Finding myself in unfavorable circumstances, transmuting every bit of it, and still loving others despite what happened. These stories are filled with plenty of unflattering situations, both for me and for others. But how could I ever be embarrassed by the dark I banished? While I send that darkness my love and compassion, I'm happy as hell I beat it. It gives me great joy knowing it's afraid of me. I am writing these stories now because Spirit has called for me to tell the world about my life. And when Spirit calls, I answer. At the age of 39, and seemingly out of nowhere, I began an intense spiritual awakening journey. I believe the awakening had been building for a while, with the main breakthrough coming in June 2025. I was raised Southern Baptist, but had long since left organized religion to live the way I thought I should, without others telling me how that should look. I used the positive tenets found in many religions. Treat others as you want to be treated, no stealing, etc. And I just kept my life moving. Throughout the years, I always knew there was something out there. I just didn't know what, who, or how many. Now I know. Spirit, or God, Source, or the Most High, isn't a masculine or feminine. And Spirit isn't some entity that should be feared or that judges our every move to somehow punish us. Instead, we are all eternal beings of light, created by Spirit. And we choose to come to this world to have a human experience. Spirit lives inside of us. How do we get closer to Spirit? Get closer to ourselves, our authentic selves, not the person the world or your loved ones say that you should be. You are loved, so loved, by Spirit, by the angels, by your ancestors, by me. We are so loved, it's honestly hard to comprehend. In your time of need, remember you are not alone. Call on your angels for help when needed. If you find yourself in similar situations to mine, then give yourself what you deserve and take control of your life. You got this. I thank Spirit for allowing these stories to reach those that will benefit from hearing them. Queens are not born. We are forged. Abandoned at birth, or at least when I started talking. There is a specific connotation associated with abandonment, that a person has to be absent from your life physically in order for them to abandon you. That can be one instance. But in my case, it was failing to provide for my emotional needs or to even consider them in the first place. I was yelled at, beaten, or threatened to be beaten over and over again in an effort to force me into the cage that was created for me. Now, that cage has been torn apart, thrown into the deepest part of the ocean, and the woman that stands here now is free. Why do I say abandoned and not abused? Because the little girl who grew up in that household got her heart broken at a young age, simply because she could never be herself. She had parents who were constantly in her face, yet they were never talking to her. They were always talking to the person they said she was. Even today, they will tell you they know me. But sadly, they have no idea the woman I am. My hopes, my dreams, my passions, or even the little everyday things that are uniquely me. Mostly though, they never got to know that little girl. I'm getting to know her now. I can safely say that they missed out.